to this law of the Lord. those who are rendering service indirectly, being forced by the illusory agent of the Lord, or rendering service unto the Lord unfavorably. But those who are rendering service unto Him directly under the direction of His beloved agent are rendering service unto Him favorably. Such favorable servitors are devotees of the Lord, and by the grace of the Lord, they can enter into the mysterious region of transcendence. By the grace of the Lord, they can enter into the mysterious region of transcendence by the mercy of the Lord. But the mental speculators remain in darkness all the time. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, the Lord Himself guides the pure devotees towards the path of realization due to their constant engagement in the loving service of the Lord in spontaneous affection. That is the secret of entering into the kingdom of God. Fruitive activities and speculation are no qualification for entering. Om Ajnana Tibarandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshu Unmirudamena Tasmai Shri Guru Shri Chaitanya Manopisham Stapitam Ena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tatati Swapadam Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaurabhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So, from the purport, you know, it is obvious that Krishna's devotee can know Him because Krishna is giving the mercy. Only if you have the mercy of the Lord can we know the Lord in full, it is said there. Now this happens due to the devotee's constant association with the Lord. Now in the purport, it is said that towards the end of the purport, Srila Prabhupada is mentioning that a pure devotee is towards the path of realization due to the constant engagement in the loving service of the Lord in spontaneous affection. Okay? To this effect, there is a verse in Bhagavad Gita, 10.10. Anyone knows what it is? Yes, exactly, that's right. Tesam satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam yenama upayantite. It says, translation effectively, to those who are constantly devoted and worship with me with love, I give the understanding by which they can come to me. So Lord has very clearly said in Bhagavad Gita, and the same thing is repeating here. Right? Of course, Srila Prabhupada is repeating here. Also in the purport, Srila Prabhupada is mentioning, right, one has to serve the Lord regardless whether it is a direct or an indirect service. One has to render service to the Lord. And also, Srila Prabhupada goes further by saying that there are two kinds of service. Right? You can render a direct service or an indirect service. Direct service means, as devotees, we can offer devotional service to the Lord, which is looked upon as favorably by the Lord, and the Lord is showing mercy to the devotees. There's other kind of service known as indirect service, which means you are serving the Lord's external energy, the Lord's illusory energy, the Lord's deluding energy. And in that way, the Lord is not very favorable towards that energy. And hence, it is known as indirect service. The Lord is not for it, okay? The Lord wants us to do a service like that. Okay, so effectively, or therefore, we can summarize that if you do a service or a devotional service to the Lord, then that is looked upon as a Lord as favorable, and hence you get the mercy of the Lord. And that is how, as devotees, we can advance the progress. Now, I was looking at the purport actually. You know, in the purport, Srila Prabhupada has used the word service nearly 8 times. 8 times. That means there is a lot of significance to that word service, right? So we will try to explore a little bit about service, right? What is service and how it is connected to Krishna? Now, service as itself, you need two components, right? Or two entities, right? Without two entities, there is no service. For example, government and people, right? Father, son, like that. But this government and people, employee, employer, they are all service. That is right. But it is not done in a very intimate relationship. If you have to do, or if the service has to be intimate, then there should be some relationship. For example, husband and wife, father and son. Then only the service can be a loving relationship. Okay? In the service which Srila Prabhupada is mentioning, the master to servant relationship is very important. Okay? So we can use that as an example to understand the law. We have to make sure that, or we have to understand the first concept that service in the material world and service in the spiritual world are not the same. They are completely different. First of all, right? We have to understand the law. Because in the material world, everyone wants to be a master. And no one wants a servant service. Why? Because the servant service is not very enjoyable in the material world. But to the contrary, the servant service is very enjoyable in the spiritual world. But the master service is not very enjoyable in the spiritual world. It's quite opposite. See how it's completely opposite. As Krishna points out, you know, material world is a reflection of spiritual world. It's completely different. So in the material world, if you are a servant, you don't like it. But in the spiritual world, if you want to be a master, then it is not applicable. It's not obvious that you will become a devotee. So being a devotee means being taking up a servantship. Having said that, in the spiritual world, which is an absolute world, there is no difference. There is no difference between the servant and the master because everything is absolute in the spiritual world. There is no difference. But to teach us or to appreciate the activities of the Lord, what the Lord did through Bhagavad Gita, we can understand that the Lord has taken the position of a servant, becoming a chariot driver for Arjuna. Right? Krishna is the supreme master. Okay? The whole, you know, Aham Sarvasya Prabhava, Bhoktaram Natapasam. Supreme Aniganaiva. Krishna is a supreme authority, is proving in Bhagavad Gita, and that Lord has become a servant for his devotee by becoming a chariot driver. So that is the mercy of the Lord. So I was just thinking on this point. Now, if I ask my manager to drive me for a day, okay, say today I feel like that, you know, I don't feel like driving, can you please, you know, take me home? What will happen? I will lose my job. Right? That's what happens, you know. We will not. Forget about driving, you know. Why do you speak of driving? You ask my boss, I am planning to take a leave on Monday. Can you please do my job? Finish. That's it. You know, your increment will be cut. You will not get the increment, actually. So this is the material world. But the Krishna, you know, how is reciprocating? You know, for this reason, at least, you know, we should feel that, yes, devotion service is the right thing for us. You know? Because how the Supreme Master is reciprocating very lovingly to his devotees. Okay. Now, when we talk about the material world, we normally say, you know, a material world is opposite to spiritual world. Material enjoyment is not okay. You know, material life is, you know, Krishna himself says, Dukkhavyam Ashashvatam. You know? He's saying material life means full of miseries and temporary nature. Okay? We always tend to talk about the bad about or something remorse or adverse about the material life, isn't it? Why do we do that? Because Shastra gives a very different perspective about the material world, right? See, what happens is when we go down to the downtown in Melbourne, we see all the people enjoying. And we see, yes, material world means enjoyment, right? You go do whatever you want. The mind will tell you and do whatever you want. That is enjoyment. we will go and do whatever we want. That's what we feel. But the Shastra says no. It gives a different perspective. Right? Shastra. So let us see the material world from the Shastric point of view. You know what the Shastra is saying. No. The Shastra says this material life is simply based on lust. Right? Lust means attraction between senses and sense objects, which is known as kama. Right? But spiritual world is based on prema, loving relationship, love between the master and the servant, the supreme authority. Devotees, we love the Lord. That's what the Lord wants, he demands basically. So it is based on prema. Now, a very good definition, I was thinking of kama and prema, is given in Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Leela 4.165. Gopakundeshwar, definitely you know that. Okay. It says, Atmendriya Preeti is kama. Krishnendriya Preeti is prema. What is Atmendriya Preeti? Preeti. Preeti means, you know, love. See, if you enjoy your own senses, you know, for example, I use my eyes for seeing the movie, the mouth for eating whatever food I want, smoking, drinking, the ears for listening to the mundane music. Right? And I use my body, you know, for whatever I want. This is Atmendriya Preeti. This means it's known as kama. Scriptures are saying that. Right? Krishnendriya Preeti, if you use your senses, right, for the service, the pleasure of the Lord, this is known as prema. Krishnendriya Preeti is prema. Atmendriya Preeti is kama. So we have to decide what do you want, kama or prema. We have to decide what you want. Now, the other aspect I thought, you know, there's some other aspects in which I thought was, in the material world, everything is based on competition. But in the spiritual world, everything is based on cooperation. See, as devotees, we can experience that, you know, because this is nothing but a Vaikuntha planet, right? There's no difference. So here we can see that attitude is coming, you know, that cooperation, spiritual life is based on cooperation. Srila Prabhupada says, a very awkward point for all the devotees, Srila Prabhupada says, devotees means leading a pious life, which is decreasing the unnecessary bodily demands. So as such, what happens? The body is full of demands. It wants it. It needs it. That is what it wants. You know? But Srila Prabhupada says, if you want to lead a pious life, you have to decrease that bodily demands. Like the devotees we see, you know, they get up for Mangala Arati, they come here, attend the morning program, and all of you sitting here for the class. So this is the pious activities which Srila Prabhupada is mentioning about. You know, which means by doing this, your bodily demands will come down. Hence, it will be easy to love the Lord or to do devotion service to the Lord. But as devotees, we see that we have also got material disease, right? We are not free of material disease, isn't it? We are not pure devotees. Because pure devotees do not have any material disease. Their only attitude or the only desire is to serve the Lord unconditionally, right? So as devotees, aspiring devotees, we have got some material disease, right? Now, I was looking into a particular verse in Srimad Bhagavatam, which is very often about the desires and all that, it says, which is a very common one, everyone knows, 2.3.10. Of course you know this. Akama sarva kama va moksha kama udarate tivrena bhakti yogena yajeta purisham kama. It says, to the person who has got a broader intelligence, right? Whether you are full of material desires, or you have no material desires, or you are desiring for liberation, in any case, you can surrender to the Lord. Doesn't matter. There's no condition, unconditional. You know, everyone here in this room, or even outside also, devotees, they come into the group, right? Someone wants, you know, for example, you know, I've got a lot of material desires. Yeah? I want to have a good house, you know, one car, two car, like that. Everyone has got some desire. So, for that category, and people who don't have desires, very simple, like the Bhakti Riksha, Bhakti Shastri teacher, you know, highly renounced, you know, we can be like that. designing for liberation. In all category, it doesn't matter, you can surrender to the law. So in this verse, what do we understand? We understand that the fruitive worker, karmi, is there. He fully wants only material enjoyment or material desires. We see, you know, in our companies, right? They want karmi, fruitive activity. They want to work hard day in and day out just to get some money. Why? For them to enjoy. They are fruitive categories. The second category is jnani, where they want to get the knowledge and want to speculate. Maybe Krishna is like that, maybe like this, maybe it's not that. Why did he say that? Maybe it's like that, you know, mental speculation. And yogi. Yogi want mystic perfection. All of them, they want something from Krishna. They want something from Krishna. But Krishna says here, and Prabhupada expands the purport, that a pure devotee of the Lord, he does not want anything. He says, I only want Krishna's service. Satyavarta Muni, you know, today we read in Damodar Swami, he says, I don't want liberation. I don't want anything. What I want is, I want your childhood pastime to enact in my mind always. What else can I say, you know? What else do I want more than this? See? They are constantly, you know, in union with the Lord. So the pure devotees here, it is saying that they are not interested in any kind of desire. They want to only serve the Lord. That is their pleasure. And they get great pleasure in serving the Lord. So ultimately we can say that Lord, you know, basically is asking us, you know, why don't have doubtful in me. Just surrender on me. Take care. I will take care of you. That is what the Lord is, you know, indirectly saying. Okay? Or directly saying in Bhagavad Gita also. Now, our conditioned mind. What do we think of surrender? Right? As you know, surrender. When someone says surrender, what do we think of it? We think a person holding an AK-47 and says, come on, surrender now. Do what I say, otherwise I'll kill you. Right? That's what we see, you know. Because when we are young, you would have seen all these English movies, you know. There's no movie without an AK-47 gun. Or small gun. English movies. At least Indian movies have got knife at least. In English movie, even when I was young, it comes to the gun, regardless of whether it's a man, woman. So, our mind is so polluted, we think the moment we surrender means, okay, someone is behind the knife. Oh, what is that? Come on. But Krishna's asking us surrender is different. Right? In what way it is different? It is different because the Lord wants to establish a loving relationship with Him so that He can provide shelter and protection. So this is a surrender Krishna wants. What is the difference, right? What is the difference between the two? In the first case, surrender means you do what I say, otherwise you are not finished. In the second case, Krishna asking surrender from us is establishing a loving relationship so that He can provide shelter. You know, what can we do on our own? As devotees, we are banking on Krishna for all the time, all the activities, chanting Krishna's energy, Krishna's prasadam we are taking, Krishna's devotee association, Krishna we are doing service. What are we doing on our own? What energy have we got to do on our own? You know, the body is operated by the Lord, the soul is part of the Lord. Krishna, Srila Prabhupada's here in a beautiful temple for us. What, you know, what is our energy? You know? All we have is one small hut and a broken car. And we are so pride, you know, we have got so much, you know. We have got, I'm just driving the best car on the earth, and we have got the best, just one small hut we have got. Yes? Everything is public with the Lord. So why, what is the need for that? So it's the best way. Krishna's surrender is so nice because by surrender we can establish a loving relationship with the Lord so that the Lord is providing shelter and protection in the future. This is a comprehensive insurance. No insurance can give you that. See, some of the insurance, you know, they're very tricky, you know. They will say, you have an insurance with us and we protect you. Then there's a small condition supply. It says, no reimbursement for earthquake, fire, you know, or something like that, you know. So in certain conditions, you know, they don't give. But Krishna is not like that. Unconditional. Any condition, I will take care of you. Do not fear. So we are understanding Krishna in the wrong way. it's not Krishna. Krishna is open. You know, our understanding to Krishna is wrong. That is why acharyas have come to tell us what Krishna means. You know, because if you tell to someone, you know, mundane person, Krishna wants surrender, immediately they, that means a lot. What does he think? You know, I cannot do that. You know, so acharyas, you know, they exactly understand the mood of the Lord and transform such a way that it is easier for the conditioned soul like us to easily follow. Because who else can give this definition other than Srila Prabhupada? See, loving relationship. So if you see Srila Prabhupada's purport, everywhere he says, loving relationship. Why? Because Lord can provide us back with shelter and protection. We see, then why not a materialistic or non-devotee surrender to the Lord? Why not they do that? Perhaps, you know, I was thinking maybe, you know, they do not know what real happiness is. If someone knows real happiness, definitely they will surrender, right? Or they do not know the process as yet. Okay? See, I know the process through my guru, Srila Prabhupada. So, we hear about the process, we know about the process, and we want to try the process, and we have a taste for it, and we want to continue. We don't want to leave. Right? But these people don't have any taste, you know, because they don't know the process. Hence, it's our duty to reach to them. That's what Srila Prabhupada is, you know, preaching is very important, Srila Prabhupada. So that they know about it, and once they know about it, they will not leave Krishna. They will not leave Krishna. It's not easy to leave Krishna. Devotees never want to relinquish the lotus feet of the Lord. On any condition, they will never want to do it. Who else can relinquish the lotus feet? Can't even think, you know, we can't even think releasing the lotus feet of the Lord. How can you release it? Devotees will never be.
So, according to this, the materialistic people, happiness is in the form of sense enjoyment, right?
According to them, that is happiness, isn't it? They want to enjoy the senses, they want to be happy. This is our form of enjoyment. But what is happening is, they are looking for happiness in the wrong place. It's exactly what they're doing. The problem is not with them. They don't know. They're looking in a wrong place. Now, what we should do, you know, this, when we have come across this kind of point, you know, where there's a bit of a mental deliberation, immediately we should refer to Shastra. Right? What Shastra is saying. Right? Now, let us quickly go and plunge into nature of devotion, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Right? Now, Rupa Goswami, let us see what Rupa Goswami is talking about happiness. Right? Rupa Goswami says, in Nectar of Devotion, happiness is of three types. Rupa Goswami. First, happiness is happiness derived by material enjoyment. So, they are right, the materialist people are right. Because they are enjoying through the senses, okay? There is some enjoyment there. So, Rupa Goswami is saying, it's correct. Happiness derived by material enjoyment. Material happiness. That is happiness. It's not unreal. It is real. Okay? The second is happiness derived from Brahman realization, which is the impersonal aspect of the Lord, or the first stage of self-realization, or God realization. Right? The first stage of God realization is Brahman realization, which is impersonal in nature. The second one is Paramatma, and the third one is Bhagavan aspect, Sri Krishna. Okay? True, second one. Then, what's the third one? The third one is, Rupa Goswami is saying, happiness derived from Krishna consciousness. And Rupa Goswami goes further by saying, the happiness derived from Krishna consciousness is the highest, because the other two are temporary. Because the material enjoyment, what do you get? If you enjoy, what do you get? What's the price tag?
Suffer.
That's the price tag you get. Because that's a slow verse in Srimad Bhagavatam, right?
I don't know the word. Maybe if you know, you can tell.
The meaning goes like this, you know. It says, as long as the living entity does not look for happiness, there's no suffering. Okay? The moment he plans to enjoy, distress will follow. The moment he plans, you do not have to go and do anything. The moment you plan, okay, today evening is a holiday, we plan to go to Melbourne downtown and go for a movie. You plan, and what do you get? Stomach problem or something? Because Krishna, as Kesha Prabhu always used to say, I like this phrase, even with Kesha Prabhu, he says, for devotees, Krishna is very merciful. You know what he will do? He will put sand in his filters. You want to enjoy? Because he's considerate. He's very, very considerate. Like a parent, you know. Very, very affectionate and considerate, you know. So what he does, you want to enjoy? You want to leave me? Fine. Okay, go. So what happens? You get distress, more distress. And then immediately you come and attach to the lotus feet of the Lord. And sometimes it happens. The Lord is kind, so He always draws the devotees. So in that case, we can be rest assured that we are under the protection of the Lord. But we have to be careful too. So, lack of self-realization or spiritual interest is in human being is the cause of all problems. Isn't it? So we can conclude that self-interest, if the Rupa Goswami's happiness, we can say, Krishna consciousness means what? People are forgetting the self-interest, self-realization, not knowing that they have the spirit soul. And because of that, they are not getting the real happiness, they suffer, and they are not getting the benefit of devotional service, and hence they lose on Krishna consciousness. So, in other words, the human beings are cheating themselves. Basically, they're cheating themselves. Because they're depriving of the understanding of the soul. Now, when I was thinking of this cheating process, I remembered a story by Srila Prabhupada. Okay? Very interesting one. Srila Prabhupada has told it to his disciples, you know. This was told by His Grace Burujan Prabhu. Okay, in his one of his lectures. He said, cheating process very common in India, you know that, you know. India, they devise all methods to cheat others to get money. This is common. We have to agree that. Because Srila Prabhupada has told, obviously, we have to agree. The story of Gurjan Prabhu has come through, so let's agree the point that there are some cheating is going on, still on this. Now, what happens? The story goes further. So, in the marketplace where there are big gatherings, okay, many people are gathered in the marketplace, isn't it? That's a common thing. In the marketplace, you see a lot of people gathering there. Now, in the marketplace, what happens? Two friends who are cheaters basically, they form a pair or a group, business partners. Okay? They form. So, what happens? One person, you know, a good actor, he goes into the crowd and he says, "Oh, I just lost my gold ring. Oh, this is very precious gold ring. I don't know how I can go home. I've lost this very precious. Please, please, if anyone finds that in this area, please give it to me. I've lost my gold ring. Oh, I don't know what I should do." Oh, and he's a good actor. He's crying and, you know, "I don't know my gold ring. I don't know how I can go home. Please, anyone, find it, give it to me." Right? A couple of minutes later, another, his friend, the same team, business partner, he walks in and he says, in a very soft voice, "I just found the gold ring in this area, in the marketplace. It looks to be very precious. But actually it's a fake ring. It's not gold, it's a fake ring. I just found this here. Someone has left it, but the look of it, it knows that it's very, very precious. Anyone wants it, I'll give it for a very cheap price. Don't talk, just follow me. Follow me, we will go there and we'll settle. It's a very precious one." So this kind of cheating process. So we should not be, you know, attached to this kind of process. So by not knowing the soul, it is like a cheating, isn't it? It's basically, see, these guys are cheating other people. We are cheating ourselves. Which is living force. Matter, dead matter. Prabhupada said, a group of materialistic people, Prabhupada said, dead bodies. They don't understand soul, that is dead, no? Dead bodies only. Only with the soul we can move and we can talk to everything. Without soul, dead body. We can't even keep the body for a day. If the body, the soul leaves the body, one day after it will rot. Just dispose it off. We can't even And the soul is there, everything is there.
That's the nature of the soul.
Because the soul is a part of the Lord. That is why.
That's the story. And then,
Srila Prabhupada says, animals cannot understand what suffering is. Human being can. So, if the human being cannot understand what suffering is, then he's as good as animal. And that is known as animal consciousness. Because the reason why Srila Prabhupada is saying is, if you are a human being, say for example, you enjoy, and then again you get distressed, then you suffer, then immediately when you get the suffering, next time you think, yes, I am not going to do this. Because I get a suffering. But if you keep on doing the same thing, getting suffering, that means animalistic. Because, you see, animals are taken to the slaughterhouses. Right? They don't even know that they're going to be killed. They don't know.
Poor animals, they'll be walking, you know, in groups. They'll be going next to them. They'll be seen, but they don't think, okay, maybe it's not coming to me. Something like that.
They don't have the consciousness. But they'll be slaughtered, you know. But human being is very intelligent. He knows straight away, you know, yes, this is not for me. So that kind of intelligence we should use. So, in other words, we can say the materialistic people are very blind to Krishna consciousness.
Now, I just want to give
another example. The other day, I was talking to one of the congregation devotees. That person is not here, obviously. This person, of course, one of the congregational person, he had been to India. And he had come after a visit from India. Right? I was casually talking to him. How is your family? How is your extended family? Your brother, sister?
Oh, they're all good.
And how is your brother? Yes, because the devotee is basically a mature devotee. And he's got only elder brothers. Right? He has an elder brother in India, working in India. Then I said, how is your brother? And all that. My brother is planning to come here for a visit anyway. So what is he doing now? I said, my brother recently retired from a job and he has got a good salary package. He's got good salary package and very good. Okay, I see. All right. So I said, so he's retired, that means he should be aged, he should be elderly, you know. So how old is your brother? He said 64 years.
64 years.
So India after 64 also you work. I said, in Australia, I work up to 65. In India, I heard that, you know, because my father retired when he was 58, you know, he was a government service. Because government service, India, people are very clever. After 58, you're useless. Get out. Yeah, people, they think, oh, work, whatever. No. So, this person, 64 years, he retired recently, okay? He got a good salary package. Then, immediately, I asked him, what can I ask him? I asked him, okay, that means he's very good for devotion service. So he's going to become full-time devotee. He said, to my surprise, he looked at me. He said, no. Huh? I said, what? He said, retired now, he got money, okay? And it's a very good time to do devotion service, you know. He said, no. He actually, my brother has got a last daughter to be married off. And so, fortunately for him, he's very lucky. The company has offered him one more job, but with less salary, and he's going to take up the job. I said, 64, taking up a job. Okay. See, then I was mentally thinking, oh, this is a downward trend, you know. You know, the graph goes like this, and goes down. It never goes like this. It has to come down. Right? In material world, all the relationships are temporal. My relationship, okay? Now, the only permanent relationship is with Krishna. All other relationships are temporary. It will fail or it will break. It will be doomed. There is no permanent. Why? Because the material life itself is temporary. How can you have permanent relationship? It's something like saying, I have got a permanent job, but the company is closed. I'm always an employee of ABC company. But the company, Qantas, that's a good example. Qantas, where did it fly? What's the point? You have a shares. The company is closed. What is the use of your shares? In the same way, relationship will not happen. It will be doomed. Melbourne will be doomed. Don't you worry. It's just Mahavishnu, he breathes the whole universe half a second.
Universes are going out like a mustard seed, you know.
You're going out, and within half a second it comes back, everything is annihilated. For us, you know, we are thinking, very nice. Half a second for Mahavishnu. It goes, comes. Brahma's span, 1,100 years, is just half a second for Mahavishnu. And Brahma's trillions of years, like that, it goes for us, you know. Ant lives for 7 days. You see how busy an ant is? 7 days, you know, you try to block an ant, you say, come on, what do you think? I can find a different route. Have you tried that? I mean, I tried it. When you go, you know, just walk like this, or go somebody can do that there. You say, come on, you know. So they find a different route.
7 days are living.
So active. So how active we should be in Krishna. Relationship will not happen, but this is relationship. What to do? Because they don't have the knowledge. See, once you have the knowledge, you know, then ignorance will go away. Because Krishna is like a sun. When sun is there, no darkness. But what can I say? You know, I said, okay, at least you know you can chant or do something. Yeah, he's good.
Okay. Alright. Now, coming back. Okay. Yeah,
Kadambakkanan Swami, in his book, you know, The Words of the Public Hermit, say, spiritual life is compared to driving. It's a very good analogy, I liked it, okay? So I thought I might have mentioned that, you know. And Gunamani Mataji would be happy, you know, someone talks about the spiritual master, one will be very happy, right? So Kadambakkanan Swami says, spiritual life is something like driving, okay? So what happens in the beginning, when you drive, when you begin new drivers, yeah?
Go for this petrol, you've got a license.
And that's how you do. So, initially when you're driving, we have all driving and driving, you have to concentrate on the two lines, okay? Two white lines. That is like driving in the night. What happens in the night? Very, very pitch dark. You cannot see. You put your head there, like beam light on, and you go on the two white tracks, you know? Keep on going like this. What are the two white tracks for Christians? Spiritually, one track is regulative principles for a devotee. Another track represents hearing and chanting. Okay? We have to go on the two tracks constantly. No more diversions. You cannot see basically. In the night, what can you see? So the light is flashing on the two lights and you have to concentrate and keep on going like this. Okay? And then what happens later on? Slowly the day breaks in and the sun comes out and the darkness goes away. And there is twilight and you see the day. And when you see the day, what happens? You can see everything. You can see the landscape, the building, the trees. People walking around. In the night also, because obviously we don't know. In India, night time, so people will be walking. There people won't walk. So, all the walking people, even you can see. Then you can see things as it is. This is what Srila Prabhupada says. If you practice devotional service, you can see things as they are. You do not have to, you know, make any special endeavor. You can see things as they are, as you grow. Right? So in the morning time, you are not doing it. See, the same person, the same car, the same steady. You're not changing. You are keep on driving, the night is pitch dark, slowly driving, driving, driving. In the morning, same person, you're following the rules. Why? You're following the rules and regulations. And you're sincere. Because of that morning, everything is clear to you. This is Krishna's mercy. As I explained to Srila Prabhupada. And everything will be obvious. The Lord does not hold back anything. The Lord's nature is not like that. His nature is to give to the devotees, right? The devotees give to the Lord give them back. Again the devotees give, the Lord gives twice as much as to the devotees. Again the devotees give, the Lord gives three times. It multiplies, the Lord never restricts. So everything will be obvious to the devotees. So, but one thing is that, we have to be focused, you know. We cannot sleep in the night. If you sleep in the night, you're finished, right? So sleeping in the night is equivalent to not focused, hence you fall down. So if one is not focused in Krishna consciousness, focus means on one side you hear and chant, other side you follow the regulative principles given by the acharyas, in which case you will not fall down. You are as good as Haray. So the whole night you're awake, and the next day morning, you are seeing everything. His grace Gurujana Prabhu also in his book says, for a devotee, very important technique Gurujana Prabhu is releasing that. So I thought I might as well discuss that, you know. The Bodhidharma Prabhu is saying an aspiring devotee should be fully aware of the mental agitations. Because the mind, you know, see, as an aspiring devotee, the mind will trouble us all the time. There are dictations of the mind. Okay? Mind keeps on telling you, try that, try this, because the mind is still material. We are chanting, you're trying our best. So slowly it has to change, okay? So the material mind will say, so Gurudeva Prabhu gives a very good example, you know. I'm slowly writing the Prabhu. Prabhu is a little bit uneasy. So Gurudeva Prabhu is saying, a hunter after capturing a wild animal, like a lion, is very, very careful, okay? If he puts it in the backyard, he makes sure that it's properly secured. It is tied with iron chain. It is completely engaged, okay? And he puts it in the backyard. He constantly goes and sees, right? Whether the lion is there, whether it... Because he's very much scared about his personal safety. What happens if the lion is uncaged? Huh? The lion is not tied up. What will happen? You will finish, you know? One pops, that's it. So, hunter is always very captured, very careful, you know. He goes and makes sure, and constantly have a vigil to make sure that the lion is always secure with the iron chains and it's encaged, okay? In the same way, advanced devotees, they will never cross the mind. Mind is like a lion, ferocious, wild. Any time it can agitate. See, I'm seeing now, you know, if my mind says, okay, there is some movie, a nice movie, that is something about spiritual, you know, what is Avatar or something, you know. Avatar, second time it has come in Melbourne, this is the last chance for you, go and see. Agitation, see, it takes flickering of a second. Second, mind gets agitated. But, advanced level, I will not trust my mind. No, mind is my enemy. It will agitate all the time, right? It's just like a lion, okay? Did you trust a lion? Even if you, see, it is said that, my mother used to say, all the persons working in the zoo, you know, the death is destined by the animal. Right? A snake charmer will be bit by a snake. You know? A person who with an elephant, somehow an elephant will smash him. A zookeeper, you know, somehow there is a death or some part will be chopped off by the animal. Eaten by the animal. It is because all the time they are associating. They are associating with the wild animal. What will happen? The mind of we are not like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you know, to dance with the when the lion comes, he will say, Hare Krishna, he will say, come on, you are making fun, finish. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he says, Lana, Jarakhand forest, animals are dancing, we are not like that. So we are just conditioned, so, okay, the lion will finish it off. So the advanced devotees, they will always think, our mind is like a lion, they will never trust the mind. Because dictation of the mind is. Okay, so finally, Srila Prabhupada has given us a matchless gift and we should try to preserve it. Right? If someone gives, if I give a Mithul a nice gift to you, a gold ring, a gold watch, I'm not Sai Baba. If I give you a gold watch, will you preserve it or will you throw it away? Someone gives a gift. No, I'm asking you, what do you do with it? But it's bought from a shop. I don't know magic, I don't know black magic. You get it, right? This is a matchless gift. There is no gift. There is no gift anyone can give other than this. Matchless gift. Right? Srila Prabhupada has given to us. So we try to take it and keep it very safely and preserve it. Okay? I would like to conclude finally with my personal realization. Okay? A very small story. Very small story. I tell you, do not go for a couple of minutes. The other day, I was walking, I'm put up in Clayton, okay? Anyone from Clayton area? No. So I'm the lone person. Where do you live, Prabhu?
Okay.
Near the library, the Clayton library.
Yeah.
Okay. A little bit far other side. Okay? So I was walking, I was driving basically, Clayton and passed, because my house is past Clayton. I'm going down. On the left hand side, I saw one very elderly personality. Okay, elderly personality, very old man. He was walking basically. How he was walking? He was walking with a walker, you know, walker, where you know, like, you know how it's like a round thing, and without that you cannot stand or you cannot walk. It is a vital support. like a backbone of your body. Without backbone, finished. Okay? So you keep that inch by inch and evolve. Now this person, then as I notice that person, I thought I should slow down my car and slowly see his activities, you know, because I am also going to become old one day. Janma vritti jarana. Birth, death, old age, disease. I have seen birth, I have seen disease. I have not seen old age, I have not seen death in this birth. In this birth, I have to see old age and death, for sure. So, I was saying, okay, let me have a feel of it, you know. Old age is coming to me, let me have a look and see, you know. So, slowly I was going to the left lane and slowly, I was going through just observe, you know. Now, this person is basically moving inch by inch. Millimeter by millimeter. So I'm not making fun. This is very good realization, okay? All of us in this room will become old. Okay? You cannot escape unless you are liberated early. So everyone will become old and die, okay? There is no doubt. Material birth, birth, death, old age, disease, right? You have to do it. Now, for example, from this end till that end, okay? This personality, you know, if we were to walk, giving example, it will take at least 20 minutes. Okay? It is going to come, he is already in that body. Okay? It's not that he's not walking. Okay? He is already in that state. Okay? He's walking millimeter by millimeter by millimeter. So it will take 20 minutes for him to walk. Okay? Then slowly, how long can it go? Because at the back, you know, they're honking. Huh? Slowly, I don't care. I was being observing. Okay? Now, I went home, okay? My mind was dwelling on this point. I went home. Sometimes, you know, I keep thinking. I went home, I sat down, I was thinking, okay. Now, say for example, I had to go to this gentleman, okay? Say he's walking. I was, imagine, basically, you know, what you call realization, I'm dreaming, you can say, daydreaming, okay? I thought, let me imagine that I'm going to this guy, okay, this personality, and asking him, sir, I have got a very good job for you, a very good manager in Qantas, you know, and it's offering 100k job. Would you like to take that? You know? Then he might say, he might say, no, I don't want that. Then I thought, maybe I can ask him, would you like to have a beautifully furnished house? I can provide you, you know, with all servants and all that. Would you like to have? He will say no. Probably he will say no. Then I was thinking, I imagine and ask him, sir, what do you really want? You know what he might say? Not that he's going to say. He might say, I want my old body back. I want my body when I was young, when I was able to walk, when I was able to talk nicely and move with people. This is what I want. I don't want anything. I don't want job. I don't want my car. I don't want my wife. But what do you want? I want my body back. Because I want to be normal. Because it's an abnormal condition for a living entity, right? See, if you're walking, someone hit on your leg and you cannot walk. Abnormal state. You cannot walk. So, I was thinking, you know, that's what basically you may ask. Any intelligent person, he will say. Because, millimeter by millimeter, imagine, okay? If I have to come for Srimad Bhagavatam class like that, I should start at 5 o'clock in the morning. Right? And then, by the time I come, Vanamani Mataji would have taken the class. Prabhu, you are late, Prabhu. Bhagavatam starts at 7:30. You are coming only at 8:30, Prabhu. Class is over. What a situation. What a situation. Birth, death, old age, disease, all can be avoided by getting spiritual body. Who is giving that? Krishna is offering that. Unlimitedly is offering. If you follow the devotional service, you are going guaranteed, not only that, spiritual body is a byproduct. It's a byproduct. No, it's just a byproduct. If you can permanently live with the Lord and enact the pastimes, you know. When Krishna is rubbing his hands, two lotus hands, you can see him, oh, the Lord is crying. This kind of, you know, pastimes you can have with the Lord. By what? By verse? By performing devotional service and by sincerely and constantly chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Okay, I definitely stop here. If there are any comments, questions or corrections, please go on. I will try to answer. Thank you for your kind attention. Hare Krishna. Dantraj Srimad Bhagavad Ki, Srila Prabhupada Ki, Gaura Premanandi, Hare Hare.